Okay. By the way, are we meeting next week amidst some Hanukkah? Is that, or you're off, or what?
Sure. Yeah. That's
okay.
Good, yeah.
So let's see the next piece over here. Yeah, Rick, I'm Leo Lyman. I say, look around, this talik when I suffix, I'll tap a lot of modis. So Rick, I'm Leo said three things.
Can I just say, Rabbi said that last week we're going to go back a shtickle and explain the end of the last piece.
So maybe Taka will do it next week. I guess it is a lot. It has a lot to do with Hanukkah and Yanim. That's why he asked. It does actually. I mean, he's giving over a lot of these status of Bayashani.
Mm-hmm.
So that's. So I will leave it for next week. Mission. We'll go back to it. Yesh lishol mayin advar me'elu biyachad sheyaslo rab v'istalik nasafik. So there are three things over here that seem to be very, very disparate. First of all, you have Aseil Harav, and the Histalik Nasafik, in a certain sense, does have a Kesha, that a person, if he learns, like Rashi says, if you learn from a Rebbe, you won't have a Safik. While Tavar L'Asa Modos, a person should not Meiser Api Omden Das, which Lechura is not so clear. I mean, over there, it's an exact halacha. It's a halacha of maisa, and that you need to maisa exactly, and so on. Yesh lishol, mayin advar ma'ilu biyachad, shas l'rab, yistalik man asofik, rab elasu umadis. Void kasha, shasay l'charaf ka'ama Yeshua ben prachi. He said already, asay l'charaf n'l'chachab, and so on. Someone else says, da, during a Leo Bolosis Musala Adam, Chiu Kolinyana Burim, Ashain Suffic Behem. Kikashe Yesh Bemaisa Shaisa Suffic, Le Nikrabal Seichel. Tasechel Kolinyana Bor Bilti Suffic. Let's. Avalxiloima Xil Behesha Hoylech. Ava Adam Shitles Bal Seichel, Yudvor Bevur. Even Chloe, when we talk of Gvirus, it says Barakachama Yofa Kalavana, that there's a Gvirus of a Shemesh and Yofa Lalavana. A person has two Koyches HaNefesh in the world of what we call Seichel, but Seichel is specifically one of those two. There's what's called Koyach HaDimyon, which is the ability to project analogies. Like, a person says, this is really diamond to this, this is like this. The Inyan of Koyach HaDimyon builds outwards. If I have one Inyan, and I say, you know, just like this Inyan is like this, I understand in a different Inyan, this should be similar to it. The truth is, most tshuvas for him are built with Koach HaDimyon. You shtol to a Gemara, to another Gemara. The chush of Seichel is really a koyach of Bikairis, where Be'ikir it is to distinguish between two things that seem alike. But more sharply said, it makes the Gedorim, it sharpens the Gedorim. That is the gather of Koyach HaSeichel and Bikairis. So when you have Ha'ara, when you have Choshech, you have nothing. But when you have Choshech with an unclear Ha'ara, then you have things that are, you have the ability to be Madame a lot more things. In a dim lighting, the same thing can look different to you. It may be this, maybe this, maybe this. When you have a very clear, when you shine a very strong light on it, it very clearly is one thing or another thing. So the chush of Bikairis in terms of, that's called Seichel, more specifically, even though we both think of them as mental activities. But in the mental activity itself, Koyach HaDimyon is a koyach that projects forward, and that helps if there's a mute bikairis. So the marshal, a person, let's take poetry as an example versus prose. In poetry, the dimion of things is the beauty of poetry. The beauty of poetry is that I take a look at trees shaking back and forth in the wind, and I say people standing and swaying before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the beauty of Kerach HaDimyon. The beauty lies always in projecting a certain image. The Baal Seich, the Baal Mevaker says, what are you talking about? These are trees, these are people, these people shake with kavana, this shake because of the wind. The seichel is mechadid the gvulois, and so there's a baraka chama, that's one darga, and the yoifi comes from the ha'ara of levana, which is a much more subtle ha'ara, and the briris, the behirus, comes from the chama. So Bemeli says, when a person does a ma'isim has suffix, that's lacking in seichel. Because seichel imposes clear-cut boundaries, clear-cut, it's not like it. It was a very funny advertisement for many years in America. They have these parcel services like UPS, FedEx. They guarantee within a day or 2 days, whatever the shipment. And the post office, the U.S. post office, tried to also do things like that, but they couldn't, for whatever reason, I'm not sure why, they couldn't do it so well. So they have different types of mail, priority mail, which is, it probably gets there, most likely to get there within 2 days, something like that. They never want to promise an exact time. So they had an advertisement from Tom FedEx, from Tom UPS, and they said, somebody works in the post office, and he says, it says that the package is going to get there probably within 2 days. What exactly is probably? So the guy said, well, it's somewhere between not likely and for sure. In other words, you're only getting a sense of things. You're not getting a clear kind of things. Any ma'isa, any pu'ula that a person does that doesn't have brirus is not a ma'isa seichel, because seichel is done only with brirus. Seichel puts a certain surah onto inyanim. But a person who is a baal seichel, in other words, a person who does things mikreach seichel, makes very clear boundaries. Let's give another example. I guess an olam ha'maisa where it's a person who does his peulas mikreach hagasha, hagasha pnimis. You can't really ask a shaila, how come yesterday he davened with a hat and jacket and today he wasn't wearing one? Does he hold the halacha as you should wear one, or does he hold the halacha as you shouldn't wear one? It was a hagasha, so he feels it's a frum thing to do, and some days he does it, and some days not so much. It's not a pu'ulas ha-seichel. Things that are not clearly cut and defined are not pu'ulas of seichel. Masha'in kein. Things from Seichel, they have to be, they're a very clear line. So if a person is if a person is not doing things that are clear cut and sharp, then he's lacking in the mitzvahs of Seichel. Sometimes a person has a suffix because you're down in the Indian, and sometimes Devarim Leitim Lekan, and sometimes Devarim Leitim Lekan. In other words, like in a boiler to Gemara, the Hakira is a Hakira Sichlis, and there's a Shaila, is this or not? I write this way. Hasafik Hasheni who bechol advarim shalim isafik behem asher lo yeda ve'ein ha'dovah toila b'seichel klal. And the second thing is that the person has a safik in mitzias. He knows that if a person he has this and this machla, then he shouldn't be doing this. He's not sure if this is it. He knows that this type of food is not good to eat. He's not sure if this is this food. That is the second category of sveikis. And then he says, a third, mashlishu sofigashu la'odam be maisa mitzvah. She'ein maisa mitzvah brum elov. There's a third suffix, which is where he's not clear. It's a special Indian that is not clear in Maisa suffix. In Maisa mitzvah, I'm sorry, it's a suffix Maisa mitzvah. What exactly is the suffix in Maisa mitzvah? In other words, Lechura, what we said before, covers pretty much everything else. Where is there another Indian to be stopping it? I mean, in Maisa mitzvah itself also, you have the ability to ask yourself, is it this or is it that? It's mashma. In other words, in seichel, you're being... The first two are in physical yonim, where really all that counts is my das and the object. Or oilam mitzvahs, I think what he means is a special shayla, special hakira in the das of Ribbono Shel Olam. In other words, ki'ilu, I'm not sure about the seichel kaviyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not something it's not a mitzias tikka suffix. Whether this is kosher or not kosher is not a shayla mitzias, really. In other words, the Torah was the Torah mate, basacholov, and oif. That is not a suffix in mitzias. It's not a real suffix in seichel in the sense of my seichel, because every bal seichel is magdik gedorim, that he's, you know, his gedorim. Here it's a third inyan in the olam mitzvah, whether or not this is the tzuras mitzvah. I think that's what he means. Because it's very hard to get exact sense of what it is. I mean, Lachur the first to cover the entire gamut of everything. Void Besamach Yisrael, especially, he later on has a more of, he has to read Stadim a little bit differently. Maybe we'll see that later. Okay, I got a Rishon Omer Sheyasli Rav. Kedei Shia Mashayikne Bechachma Dova Bor Bli Safik. For the first one, he says he should Aselach Rav, because his Rav will teach him how to learn, how to be done with a seichel. V'istalik min ha-safik, p'yash min kol dava shi safik. V'vaday le'inyin isa in tzorach lo'ima, ki safik is l'chumra. In other words, if a person has a safik in Isurim, the Maral says, but then he has a clear halacha. But he's talking about more chloistic in yanim, where rak b'chol dava, ashef shishigil min hezik, al yikar is a safik lau. He's not going to he will not be nichnas a suffix, because if the mitzias is not clear to him, then he is going to avoid it. I think what he means here is not something that's not a clear issa with a psak that you're not allowed to do it. If you have a suffix that arises, it's a halacha of chumra, so you don't need a mishnah to give you advice to mistalik. What he means is, when Chazal tell you, Bavim Kolei, that this is not good for this is a bad midah, I think it's more those type of things. Ke'ein dover ze roi l'odom bal seichel sheikonis b'safik. So the second thing he's telling you is, if you have a safik with this on Hagat Taiva or not, so it doesn't make any sense to say that you're going to get from your rabbi, because it's a more vague inyan. And you just have to avoid it, because you shouldn't get into a suffix mishol. Or kinegra shlishi, what he calls suffix mitzvah, amash ayar belasu modais, tla yismach ala umdana binyam maisa mitzvahs. Vavi matoyri tira zek, yisa bibchayris, and nechshal lachan trumaschem, amalazun gam laimim b'shtei trumas akasa medabach shum derach trumas maisa, kishem she trumak doylan nitalas ba'oimid amachshav, so to... Kach Trumas Maisa, and it tells by Mashava Adkan. Hari afki betrumis meise sheish lo shir, echad nasara, nitelos bunu machshava. O bevare meise gam kein, that's me ikar din, mi komukum al tarbala sumodais, rak kashet tzorich loi, kashet tzorich vein li pnai ozmuta. Aval la harbor shekach is a kivis asumdene, al yase kach, af ki umdene ukarv levadai, af mi zayistalik. Kein royal odem rakshu kol maisa brewer misloki minasafik, shekach royal bal sefer shayahilch bechayshech. So what he seems to be saying over here is, if I understand correctly, is it's not only the pshat because you might have a problem. In other words, in the second case, or in the first two cases even, the word is don't do it. A person should try to avoid tzveikus because it's not good for him. So the first din of Aseh L'Charavi is that a person should know how to paskin. The second one is that he should avoid situations where there's a sakana there. Third nekuda is the tzura of the mitzvah requires that it be done by b'briras hadas. So even if the person is, even if mitzvah the halacha, the Torah is matirin, but there's a lack of my maisim are not mevurorim. Let me give us a certain dimion to this halacha. I think that's what he means. There's a halacha that asor kahanim shebo on a pnuya, the vlad is not a kohen le favoid and so on, and it's a rabbanu dekadin. But Rabbanu was saying on a pasuk that it has to be miyuchas to a specific kohen. So even though we know for sure that he is a kohen, it's one of ten kohanim, but he can't do avoda because there's no. It has to be miyuchas to loy lazare achrom. It has to have a clear yichas to somebody. And then it's only Rabbanu because if it's not all days nus, if it's just if it happened to come about a suffix between two marriages, whatever it is, the halacha is that it's not possible. It's only where it's a knas. But the tzura of the knas was that it's not enough to know that he's a kohen. There has to be a brirus in the yichas to the kahuna. I think it's a similar halacha. You know, in the tzura of the mitzvah requires a maisa bar. So the first two categories are a person has a problem because he enters a world of suffix, and he might actually be nichshol, and having a rebbe and being cautious, both of them prevent you from getting into trouble. The third one he's saying is a deeper knetch. He's saying that the maisa of brirus is that maisa of mitzvahs require a quality of brirus, that a person do what he should do, and mikoyach klorkeit. I guess I don't know if Derech Hagel, but that's maybe even an Iker Mechuvin. There is, I guess one of my chinuchs was that a ben Torah who has a shaila in halacha should try to be mevarit ad mokum shi'ali magas and then ask a shaila. In other words, I know that someone told me that this Kirelitz does it that way. I don't know it. I heard that he does it that way. I don't know if he still does it. But when a Yigaman would come ask a shaila, he would sit down with him and go through the inyan. They went through Shacharach together, and they would go through the Nisikalim. There was an inyan that you knowing what to do, the fact that you know to do right or wrong, yes, eat it, not eat it, is that's the gufa maisa mitzvah. But if you don't have the havana as to why and what you're doing, there is a problem with it. It's lacking in the tzura of a bal seichel doing it. Even if the pasuk should have said, if a person is going b'choshech, he's likely to get damaged, hurt, or whatever it is. But if a person is not, if a person is doing a ma'isa, and he doesn't get hurt. He navigates the darkness successfully. He still had a din of a ksil. Whatever he did was he bumbled through it. Even if the bumbling was successful, but midei bumbling lo yotza, he didn't walk across the room with seichel. He walked across it with luck. So I think that's what he's saying. I think that's the divide between the first two categories and the third one. The first one talking about in inyanim that are toiva ra, and b'meilad it's tutzdadim. It could be mitzad. If a person needs to pass a shaila, a person can do it mitzad. He can make a mistake mitzad the seichel. He can make a mistake mitzad the betzias, and that's why you have to be mekabla derech halimus from a rav. And be oimid on the mitzvahs mitzad, and at least you have to be machme on fakus. But the third category is that within the olam mitzvahs, it's not enough just to do what's right. A person has to do it mikoyach briris hadas. Then he finishes off the last piece, the second point that he made. Ve'im shekva ome yeshuv prachya. So now he's saying that the first Mishnah is going back on the Inyan of of avoiding problems. The person has a rav, he knows to avoid problems. In other words, this is more like the second nekuda that we said. Even if the person has clear psakim, even if the person knows what to do right or wrong, he should still have a rav. In other words, even if he's not going to rely on his own psak, the person should understand what he's doing. Doing something mekoyach understanding is a different quality of a ma'aseh. So this, the way he's learning it now, it's being meramez on the last one. It's not right that Torah be a dover that's suffic, but it should be a dover before. It's a limud. The fact that we don't pass a chamuris or even ashkafa, a lot of different inyanim. There's two areas, two inyanim, that a person should not rely on his own psak or hashkafa or havana. If he's not igila hira for that particular union, that's worthy. That is a chashav amida. But that a person should do it without the hearing what he's doing, that is not a good mida, because there he's doing it like iksil b'choshech haylech. The real mida is a person should be mevar at mokam shalim magas. He should dehear what the Indian is, what the Nakudis are, where the Makam Safik is, and then he can go and be placed his Safik by somebody that's Roy Lakach. But he should have a concrete Safik in his hands. That's the Dagger Bantari, that's where Bantari should be. V'loizachakan Kabbalah, why is there no Kabbalah? Because it's a Kabbalah in Shechzakat Hilo V'Shamay. Kabbalah stopped at Hilo V'Shamay in the sense that Torah was given over pretty much whole. It was two worlds. Hillel v'Shami never sat together, really sat together in a beznin. So it became two separate things that did not have a resolution. The Chomok Ravina with Timish Chorva Bais, he's Kemach and Zakai, whom it told me the Hillel. Vim Kane Hoyavichem Zakai Manig Venosi Gamke. So there were two Manhigim in the door, two Nasim. Ulaska Shemi Efsha, Shlahoimina Zugis, Shechot Nosesh and Albezin. Ulakach Lezocha Echot the Heminai Maskis. In other words, he's saying a very deep Nakuda here. When you have two under Omrim, that one is a Nasi and one is Albezdin, the Torah can have a resolution. You can have, he was like this and he was like this. Two different poles that come together. But if you have two separate Mahalchim and each one is his own Nasius, then you don't have one Mahalch. Then you mention two Shitas. The two Shitas together don't add up to one Torah. In the midst of Av and Yira, you can together they add up to Echad. It's like when you take a negative and a positive, together it's neutral. But two positive, two negatives are not. So the Tana didn't have any oifen to give over a hemshech of a mahalach of Torah, because to have them both is not. It's telling me two kroyim of Torah, not one inyan of Torah. To give them separately would be to take one of them. How do you know which one? Any questions?
Just to get back to the Koyach HaDimyon,
yeah,
at the beginning, you're saying that Koyach HaDimyon only operates to the extent that there's no oil. It sounds like in Gansen Adova Shlili.
Well, it's like the truth is, creative people tend to work better at night than in the daytime. Creative people tend to build. In a shir, you have a lot of times, you have a type of bacha that's a mitzuyan in saying a svara, and you have a type of bacha that's a mitzuyan in asking on what you're saying. And they tend to be different koiches. In other words, a person who has that is always makes the cheshbon is not thinking of a svara. The person thinking of a svara is not actively making the cheshbon. They do tend to be two different koiches.
Mm-hmm.
And the lack of virus allows you to see it when, I mean, not that I'm recommending it, but when people drink on Purim, they say all sorts of cute and wise things. A lot of the cute, the wisdom is because there's a certain lack of, you know, it's like, it's not real, you know, it's out of the box, as they say. That koyach is correct. Koyach HaDimyon requires a certain, soften the gedarim, and you'll see the points.
And so, I mean, the Koyach HaDimyon, what's the chashivas, what's the mile of the Koyach HaDimyon, the person's own input?
It takes you to much further than seichel, than the Koyach HaBikaris takes you. A chassidus avert blurs the lines of the pshat and so on and so forth, but it allows you to see a much bigger truth that you would have been lost if you'd have to teach it literally.
Mm-hmm.
The people who are creative tend to come up with more. They discover more truths than the person who's very, very cut and dry.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, they sometimes stray from the truth. So it's a balance of two koiches.
So is it right to say that this the koich of seichel is more to the sort of koich of din side of things, and the koich of dimyon is sort of more the person's own creativity is more like the koich of chesed?
Correct. Yes, it very much falls along those two lines.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so. Chesed is the expansion mode of something. And we spoke the last time about hispashtus. Chesed says, that's one of the reasons why people who are brisk alumdim have a hard time, will never write a tshuva sefer. Because a tshuva sefer stels to an inyan that the pshat is, I know I can find, I can be mechalik. I know that's not a perfect raya, but I need a raya from Shas. This is the closest I can get to it. And it's an interesting tzushtel. Can I shlug it up? Of course I can shlug it up. So if the pshat is you're coming along with the chusha bikoyres, I don't have what to write. There's no point in a tshuva sefer shtelling to an inyan that's similar to it. And sometimes you can come up with very surprising things. the more far afield you go, the much easier it is to slug it up and fag it up. Aber it's not a chachma. In other words, seder. So this is a shaila that came up, and I need to bring a raya to it. So this is a raya to find something comparable and a very chachma sefer. So I find something in a very different Indian, but you know it's the same sort of nekuda. The Baal Bikaris comes along and says, "What's our tushtel?" This is such a din. This is the right. This is Rabbanan. This is a din in Tyrus. This is a din in Nisavaheta. Fine. The Baal Bikaris has nothing. If you have enough Bikaris, then you can't shalt to anything. So there's a balance between the two. The creativity of the depth of motive is pashtet, that's chesed. And midas din is gvulis and pure and clarity.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting back to this third type of sophic, like Abbey Mitzvahs and so on.
Nice.
The example of not to take Maizah Bo'um, you know.
Nice.
I mean, we know that there's many Dinei HaTorah, that the Torah is Masmich, it's Dinim on Dvarim, which are also not Dvarim Brurim, like, you know, Raves and Chazakah and all these
right.
different types of things, where it's also, it's a Hashara, or it's an Umdin, or it's, you know, it's a trait, you know, it's a Mida in the Velt, or it's what exactly? I mean,
I think what he means is a person needs. There's certain inyanim where the Torah said this is the Torah's mitzvah, like Rishayim sometimes say because the Torah was aiming at Reva Nashim on this or that, whatever. It's fine. That's the Torah's mitzvah. Torah's mitzvah. But a person's own practice of mitzvahs should even if al pidin it's okay, but there's a mile in having a brewis, like being mitzvah umdana. The Torah says you can be somach on it, but understand the Torah only says you can be somach on it, but it still does not the quality of a brewer's mitzvah.
That means, like, if I want to give lamashal, I want to give tzedaka to an ani, and I can stick my hand in my pocket and take out a couple of coins, I should know what I'm giving. I shouldn't just, you know, I mean, like...
Well, over there, you know it's, since it's not enough to mean in a ma'isa mitzvah, you can give whatever you want, whatever. But so I'm not sure if that would... I'm not sure if that would be...
I mean, in one case, I'm not sure exactly how much mice I'm giving. I'm not sure exactly how much stock I'm giving. I'm not...
Well. All right, so let's take a good example, mice and money. So a person can give in a way where the stomach pretty sure that I'm covered the bases. And I'll be, you could call this a rave, and if I always give a dollar, there's enough of them around in London that if I give a dollar... He's saying there's a malusa in having it figured out exactly, so that the ma'isa mitzvah is being done mikor brirus, not mikor mistama.
Mm-hmm.
That is what he's saying, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.